This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Being around you and all your parenting stories, it's sometimes overwhelming because of my age. You know, I'm only 20. I don't have any parenting stories.
What's only your age? At your age, sweetheart, I had a baby. So I was getting up every 4 hours, feeding babies, washing nappies, getting it done. What do you mean you're only 20?
I forget that you
had in other countries, people, by now you'd be a grandfather. You know, if you were living in some little island off Philippines, you'd probably be a grandfather
by now. My
parents would
have married me off. All right, well.
Oh, bloody oath.
I wasn't obviously raised in a barn in off the shores of wherever, but I had a parenting experience this week.
Oh, did you? What, you made yourself some toast? You made your own bed?
No, nothing that major. No. I was at my friend Talane and Ollie's house, and they've got a beautiful baby.
So they're your age?
They're 25, 26 this year, 26. And they got this beautiful baby, Leon, and it came time for the little man to be fed.
Oh.
I was holding him. He was very relaxed in my arms, mind
you. You have big boobs. Is that what you mean? Were you breastfeeding a baby?
They're called pectorals.
Oh, okay. They're pectorals. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to cut it short. I fed the baby. I did very well. I even burped him. He burped a couple of times, and he was very happy. And whenever I came near him, gave him a little cuddle, stopped crying.
So you're trying to tell me that because you fed a baby...
Yep.
You think parenting's easy?
Yeah, big time. I reckon I'll be a great parent.
Well, you know what? Feeding the baby's the easy bit. Wait until the shit comes out the other end.
Well, they can
then deal with that while you've got one hand, you've got it halfway down your shirt, you're trying to hold the baby still while you wipe it.
I'm just going to toilet train the kid from day one. As soon as he's out the womb.
Oh, so they can't work, they can't walk, they can't do anything, but you'll be going to toilet.
But he'll be toilet trained, Tom. Yeah. Or she. I'm excited for both.
Well, I'm really excited because your mum tells me she's still trying to toilet train you. Yeah.
Well, it's a work in progress.
Well, no, we went over to Mikey's and he had like plastic all over the bottom of his bed and we weren't quite sure what it was, but well, that happens sometimes, doesn't it?
I told you not to tell anyone that, Tom.
He accidentally weed himself, yeah.
Chris, you're notorious for the spiel. You give the spiel, hence your name being Chris Eales. Do you have a spiel for us today?
I will have one for you shortly.
And I want a Christmas.
A Christmas
theme.
One?
I want Christmas theme. I want to know what package you're going to wrap up and give to us. Yes.
I don't want to know what
I'll
package
think of
you're
what I'll give
up.
To you, Tom. I've been jumping around having a few look around a few things this morning. I didn't find anything really good, but this headline caught my eye. I'm not going to read the whole story, but I thought this is quite funny. Dumb crook cooks cock. And basically, this idiot has taken a hot meal from a supermarket and an attempt to shoplift the thing. He's shoved it down his pants.
Why it was hot.
Whilst it was still hot.
Oh, so that's where he cooked his cock.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a chicken. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, not quite. I think it was like spaghetti and pasta. But I thought that was pretty
what
funny.
What an idiot.
I know, right?
I mean, it is the best. Thank God crooks are dumb.
I know.
Because it makes the best. I giggle all the time. Don't you watch I love the crook that tries to rob the bank, then run out the door while the glass door's still there.
I just don't understand. Like, you can't shove things down there that quickly. You've got to undo the button and, like, get it in. So, like, how the hell in all of that time
elastic
did you not
pants.
Realize it was steaming hot?
Not everybody like you, Chris, is very filled up down there. Some people, some people might have plenty of room to put their hot pasta meal. You don't go judging people.
Plenty of room in the hole.
And
all
that
right,
was
guys.
The spiel
that
with
was
Chris.
A spiel.
Yes. Thanks, Chris.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.